I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. During this time of year, you can expect to see images of Santa Claus everywhere. Rosy red cheeks, a big pot belly, long white beard. For the most part, we all know what Santa looks like, right? Wrong. In recent years, efforts to diversify Santa's image are gaining ground, and it's not so unusual now to find an African-American, Hispanic, or Asian Santa at your local mall. Joining me is Joe Kahn, a staff writer for the Boston Globe. He wrote an article about Santa's ethnic evolution called Change You Can Believe In. Hi, Joe.
Hi, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. I suppose this is one of those things that people think about but don't always talk about. When did this trend towards diversifying Santa Claus get started?
Well, I think it from what I know, it accelerated in the 1990s, but and it's probably going to gain more steam now for a reason we can talk about in a minute. But you know, going back to the historical roots of Santa Claus, it really goes back to, I guess, the area that is now Turkey and a saint named Saint Nicholas, who did not look a lot like our current image of Santa Claus, which really came about in the late 19th century and was sort of cemented in popular culture by first the poem that we all sort of know as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, The Visit of Saint Nick, and by the illustrator Thomas Nast, who illustrated it, and then particularly kind of after World War One, by things like Coca-Cola and its advertising and the emergence of the department store mall Santa now.
Let me stop you there, only because when I was a youngster, Santa Clauses were all white. But by the time my kids came along, Santa Clauses started to get darker and darker and darker, right?
Yeah, hallelujah, I think we can fairly say. Although I must say, when I started casting about here a little bit, in New England, there are not very many Santas of color, certainly not in the department stores and malls where the so-called professional Santas work, and by and large, they're the, you know, full natural bearded Santas who really look like Santa's supposed to look, as opposed to just the guys with the polyester beards. Down south, you do find them more in metropolitan areas like Atlanta and in the D.C. area, where the African-American population
is larger, obviously. Yeah. Let me play something for you and the audience. This is Bo Stubblefield Tave. He is a Santa Claus portrayer in Boston, and he talked to us about his observations as an African-American Santa. This is his second year as a Santa Claus, and he said that having African-American Santas is especially important for young black boys.
So many of the images we see of black men are more like 50 Cent or whatever, and I think it's very positive for them to see positive black men. Obviously, we have a president here in Massachusetts. We have a black governor in Deval Patrick. But I think other positive images are very helpful. Santa's certainly one of those.
So how do parents explain the different color Santas that their kids are coming across in the malls and shopping places around America?
Well, I'm not sure there's a how, but I think that is a key part of this. When I talked to some families who had come to the holiday party that Bo was at as Santa, overwhelmingly they said, you know, for their young kids, they were just beginning to get some awareness of race and skin color. And for many of these parents, they had at home black Santas or holiday ornaments and decorations that reflected their own ethnicity. And they were beginning to get questions maybe from 4- and 5-year-olds about, you know, mommy, how come our Santas at home are black, but the ones at the mall are white? You know, as kids get older, they make their own evaluations and adjustments to what they see in the culture. But I think what was true for earlier generations of Americans, just accepting that Santa looked a certain way, and whether it was on a holiday card or in a shopping mall, that's changing, and that should change. And that conversation about race and skin color, particularly at this time of the year, I mean, this is a magical time of year when we're really celebrating everything that we share and have in common. And a couple of the parents commented to me that they basically told their kids, look, Santa Claus is magical, and he can be whatever color you want him to be or whatever house he's in, wherever he is. And I think that kind of consciousness is tremendously appropriate for this season.
Well, you know, let me just say to you that I understand there's a mall not very far from our NPR offices here in Los Angeles where they have a black Santa, a white Santa, a Latino Santa, and an Asian Santa, and you can have your picture taken with either of those ethnic Santas by appointment. You heard of anything like that?
I certainly have heard that down south. There are some big malls in the Atlanta area where they do have that, and they do let families know about a choice. And part of the big business of Santa now, Santas are really run by some large photo agencies. The business is really having your children's picture taken at the mall with Santa. And that becomes, you know, a lasting keepsake of the holiday season. And why not have a keepsake that you really admire and want to preserve? And then your kids look back and go, oh, yeah.
That
was
Santa Claus.
Joe, listen. Santa looked like me.
Thank you very much for taking the time with us. Have a happy holiday and ho, ho, ho to you.
Back at you. Thank you.
That was Joe Kahn. He is a staff writer for the Boston Globe.